This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Welcome to Catholic Education Plus. I'm Father Tom Burke, pastor at St. Benedict the Moor Parish in the Hill District, and also the pastor at St. Mary Magdalene Parish, serving the communities of the East End, Homewood, Point Breeze, and Wilkinsburg sections of the city of Pittsburgh. This morning, we visit an elementary school in one of my parishes, which is St. Benedict the Moor, in Pittsburgh's Hill District. It was founded back in 1907 as St. Richard's School, run by the Sisters of St. Joseph, merging twice in 1973 and then back in 2011. It moved to its present location on Watt Street in the middle of the Hill District in 2011. St. Benedict the Moor School is supported by the Extra Mile Educational Foundation, which provides the financial assistance and scholarships. Students who are predominantly African-American and non-Catholic have achieved many successes. Most grads continue on to Catholic high schools. 96% graduate from high school and 88% go to college, trade school, or on to the military. My guests this morning are two people I know very well, Audrey Bowser, who is the principal at St. Benedict the Moor School, and fifth grade teacher Andrew Weldon. Audrey and Andrew, welcome this morning to Catholic Education Plus.
Hello and welcome, and thank you for having us on your show.
And I know both of you very well. As I mentioned, you're one of the three schools that I oversee as pastor of my two parishes. So it's a great honor to feature St. Benedict the Moor School this morning. Audrey, let's begin talking about the importance of the support that you receive from the Extra Mile Foundation. Beyond tuition and subsidies, what are some other benefits of being an Extra Mile school in the Diocese of Pittsburgh?
So being part of the Extra Mile Foundation, we are blessed to have many opportunities and programs for our students. Without the support and guidance from Extra Mile, none of these extra programs would be possible. For example, we do after-school programming once and twice a week through Mad Science. Mad Science is a costly program that we are able to offer to our students here at school free of charge. Another example is summer learning. And so that helps our students retain information that all students everywhere typically lose over the summer. It's sometimes known as the summer slide. So by having the ability to offer summer learning for students, it provides them with the opportunity to keep growing, keep learning even through those summer months. Again, this is all made possible through the networking and the collaboration with the Extra Mile Foundation. Various field trips and guest speakers that we can bring in and out of the building, those are usually networked or collaborated from those involved with the Extra Mile Foundation or organizations within the city of Pittsburgh. Another nice program that we're able to offer our eighth grade students here at St. Benedict the Moor are high school readiness programs. And so we provide them with step-by-step guidance on how to apply to private high schools or how to help them get into public high schools within the city if that is where they are choosing to go after they leave St. Benedict the Moor School. That's a lot about what our students are offered, but Extra Mile is so much more than that. It provides staff development opportunities that we could not be a part of without support and guidance from Extra Mile Foundation. Right now, for the last 3 years, we've been working with Tri-State, and that is through Pitt University. They come in, they do professional development and in services for the teachers and my staff. They help us realign our curriculum and make sure that the ever-changing world of education is being followed in a respectful and meaningful manner. And if changes need to be made to curriculum materials or pacing or scope and sequence, they're right there along helping us create curriculum that is meaningful and rigorous. They also provide a lot of introductions and networking with external organizations that help us to provide supplies, resources, if families or staff members are in need of any type of support. Most of the time, if we go to Extra Mile and we mention that there is a need, they are able to connect or introduce us with various external organizations that help us provide what our school community needs. And lastly, they provide kind and caring support to myself as an administrator. They serve as a go-between in times of need, whether those be large needs such as materials, programs, or furniture, or sometimes it's as small as I'm working on an idea. I want this to begin. What do you think? They're a nice time, and they provide support to an administrator like myself.
And basically, in a nutshell, the Extra Mile Foundation is just very, very supportive, not just financially, but also academics and socially, just a well-rounded foundation to support Catholic education at St. Benedict the Moor. Now, Audrey, most of your students at St. Benedict the Moor School are not Catholic, but your focus is on their faith in a higher power versus a specific religion. Can you explain that? It's a Catholic school, but obviously most of the children are not Catholic.
That is correct, Father Tom. So in all things, and in my entire life, I believe that with faith, all things are possible. My mission, day in, day out, is to educate and empower our students and staff. If I model a faith-filled life, that can be seen throughout the entire school community. All of our students and staff, they participate in our daily religion classes, Catholic feast days and holidays. They attend Catholic Mass, etc. When we as a school community come together to worship the Lord, we come together as one, as followers of Jesus. We're all unique and we're all created in his image. We do recognize and accept each other's differences, as even in religious denominations. But ultimately, each day, we continually focus on the larger mission, and that is to come together as one to educate and empower all who enter our school, no matter the denomination, but by remembering that with faith and love of God, all things are possible.
It's basically the Christian morals and the values, the prayer, not necessarily, you know, trying to convert the children to the Catholic faith, but basically giving them that Christian foundation, which is so important in a school setting. Now, Andrew, you teach the fifth graders most of the basic subjects like English, history, math, and science, and religion. What are they learning right now in your fifth grade religion class?
So recently, with us celebrating All Saints Day, we've been working on a project looking at the lives of the saints. So each student in the class had to pick a saint, and it could have been a patron saint of something that they were interested in. So someone might have looked up who is the patron saint of dogs or who is the patron saint of athletes. So they really got to pick a saint who they thought might reflect their interests. So they researched. We went to the library and computer lab. We researched the saints, and they wrote reports on all the saints and their lives. One of the best parts of this report came at the end when I asked the students to compare the saint to their own life. So we looked at what are the gifts of the Holy Spirit? What gifts did those saints have? What made them such special people? And then we compared them with ourselves. How can we emulate that ourselves? How can we be more like the saints in our everyday life? Because the saints on earth, they were everyday people who did extraordinary things. And that's the main point that we've been trying to get across to our students, is that we can be saints as well.
So, Andrew, you also teach Christian and life values to your students at St. Benedict de Moore. What are some of the key areas that you cover?
So, as we know, these Christian life values, they reach across all denominations, whether they're Catholic or not. And these are just good things to know in life. So working on skills like forgiveness, honesty, kindness, compassion, patience, integrity, building on these values, I really think this helps our students become proud members of the St. Benedict de Moore community.
And in dealing with that, Audrey and Andrew, because we only have about a minute left before we go to the second segment, basically, you know, with the Extra Mile Foundation supporting the students, they're most of them are non-Catholic. The quality Catholic education that you're providing these students is just so, so essential, especially in the inner city and in developing that faith-based. Would you agree that it's a well worth investment?
Oh, definitely. Every day I come to school, it makes me so grateful that I can come to a school where we pray together and we can share our faith together and work together and learn all while we are praising God doing it.
Mm-hmm. I would also agree that having the, you know, freedom to be able to sit down and talk with these kids about those life lessons and remembering that we are, you know, made in Christ's image and we need to do things with that mindset, you know, with a Christ-like viewpoint, you know, we are very blessed to be able to have the opportunity to do that each and every day.
Right, right. Regardless if, you know, they're kindergarten or seventh or eighth grade, you know, you're instilling those morals and those values. Well, we have lots more to cover. We'll take a break. You're listening to Catholic Education Plus with Father Tom Burke here on KDKA Radio. We'll be back in a moment. Welcome back to Catholic Education Plus. I'm Father Tom Burke, pastor at St. Benedict de Moore Parish in the Hill District, and also the pastor at St. Mary Magdalene Parish in the East End. And this Sunday morning, we are featuring St. Benedict de Moore Catholic School in the Hill District. And my guests this morning are Audrey Bowser, who is the principal at St. Benedict de Moore, and Andrew Weldon, who is the fifth grade teacher and also teaches religion. Now, Audrey, you and Andrew helped organize an interesting mural project honoring the life of Mabel Grammer. She was a Black journalist who founded homes for mixed-race babies in the post-World War II Germany who were fathered by African-American soldiers but put in orphanages. Can you tell our listeners what went into creating this mural and what did the kids learn through this wonderful project?
So when we found out about the wonderful Ms. Mabel Grammer, we really wanted to immerse the kids so that they understood why the mural was being put up in our hallway and why what the significance is. Now, being in elementary school, this is the same with any topic that you go to teach about. You need to make sure that these topics are on their level and that they are developmentally appropriate so that they can grasp on and really be able to relate themselves in someone as wondrous as Ms. Mabel Grammer. So the thing that we focused on was the fact that she very much imitated the Blessed Mother. She speaks of the Blessed Mother coming to her and speaking to her. So we related it back to our mother, Mary, every chance that we could. We let them understand that this woman was your average woman and she did great works. And even little bit by little bit, you can change the world. You can make a change. And so that's something that we wanted the kids to understand. And we needed them to understand that she did something that during this time, no one else was doing. And so I'm sure that sometimes we do things that may not be popular or others may disagree with, but we need to be strong, let our light shine and stand up and do what we feel we can do to change the life of others. Also, yeah, I'm going to brush it off to Andrew here for a minute.
And I was just going to say first, I have the pleasure to see this mural every day. It's right outside my classroom. So it's just a joy to see, knowing that the kids from our school also had a part in painting this mural. that it wasn't just an artist, but the children also helped with this as well. One of the big takeaways having helped with this is that planning and coordination are definitely key. And that proves in our school to be a great asset, that our teachers are very good at working together. And the project truly was a team effort between all of us here, between the students who painted the mural, to the music teacher who helped children learn songs, to the other teachers who helped us behind the scenes, getting the technology to work correctly, because I'm sure, as everyone knows, that is always a challenge, making sure things go off without a hitch. So by doing this mural, it was so nice we could all come together and work on this project as a school. And as Ms. Bowser said, the children learned every act, even a small act of kindness in some way, can be appreciated, and that helping others will truly never go unnoticed.
And that mural literally is right across the hall from you, Andrew, on the second floor there at St. Benedict Moore School. And it's just breathtaking to see that these are the school children, our kids, painted that. And it's just remarkable. And they pass that mural daily. And to say that this woman, during the World War II time, she was really ahead of her time, you know, with helping saving over 500 children. And just a remarkable story. Now, Audrey, the community outreach is a big part of this school. Can you tell the different groups that you partner with in around the Hill District community?
Absolutely. The mural that we were just speaking of, that was a huge collaboration with a community network. Now, it was through ACH Clear Pathways. That's just one of the community affiliates that we talk with and we work with. We also partner with Neighborhood Resiliency Project, Steel City Squash, Macedonia Face, Hill District Early Learning Initiative, Kelly's Kingdom. I'm sure there are others that I am forgetting to mention, but we feel that without their support and collaboration, that we would not be able to have our hands on the pulse of what is going on in this community. And so it is sometimes, you know, very much, it's not what I can do, it's what we can do together. And it helps our families also see that it's not just us here at St. Benedict the Moore School. We help others and they help us when we need it or when we have ideas that we want to enhance and empower our students.
That's so important, you know, for the school to be part of the community, and it helps the parents and the students say, hey, the school is connected to the Hill District community and the various organizations around it. And I think that's a good, well-rounded balance that's so important in our schools. Now, Andrew, you're adding new clubs and organizations at St. Benedict. Can you tell our listeners what they are?
Of course. So a lot of our children do after-school programs already, and some already do programs at our school. Currently, we have the Mad Science program after school, Oakland Catholic tutoring, or maybe sports. Some of the kids play basketball. But we wanted to find a way to get all of the students involved in something at school outside of academics. So every Thursday, we are going to have something called Club Time, where all the students in the school from kindergarten through eighth grade get to choose a club that they go to once a week. For example, we have a group that is doing knitting. They're doing knitting in a group. There's a board game club to learn different unique board games. And even the group that I am part of, I'm part of the golf club. So we're taking a look at teaching basic golf skills, etiquette, and basic play of the game. Just to adding these clubs allows the students to see other aspects of life that they can be involved in and succeed in, because not all students may be great math students or great readers, but that coming to school, we can do other things together and share in different activities.
Now, Audrey, for parents who may be interested in learning more about St. Benedict the Moore School and perhaps setting up a tour, how can they reach you?
They can call our school office at 412-682-3755 and let whoever answers the phone know that they are interested in becoming a St. Benedict the Moore student. They can email us at info@sbtmschool.org. They can also visit our website at www.sbtmschool.org. And if you go to enrollment, it will take you right to our link that they can email, or our telephone number is also listed on there.
And the location of St. Benedict the Moor literally is right in the middle of the Hill District on Watt Street, which is right off of Center and Webster Avenues. It's just a great centrally located near Oakland, near the universities, the hospitals, Shadyside, Oakland area. Your location is prime. So it's very, very easily accessible for parents to have their children in a faith-based school in the inner city of the city of Pittsburgh. And just the community aspect of it, being right part of the middle, knowing that it's a Catholic school, it's faith-based, but most of the students are non-Catholic, but you do have Catholic students also. So this is a very, very important part to have a Catholic school centered in the Hill District community. And so for parents who are interested in looking at an option, you do have that option to look at the school. So Audrey Bowser, the principal at St. Benedict the Moor, and Andrew Weldon, the fifth grade teacher, thank you for being with us this morning.
Thank you for having us.
Yes, thank you, Father Tom.
And we'll be back in a moment. You're listening to Catholic Education Plus with Father Tom Burke here on KDK Radio. This week in our Plus segment, we are featuring the 32nd Sunday in Ordinary Time. We're coming into the home stretch of liturgical season, just a few weeks before we celebrate the season of Advent and start a new cycle of readings. We continue reading the Sunday's Gospel from the Gospel of St. Mark. And this weekend, we see Jesus criticizes the behavior of the scribes while pointing out that the authentic generosity of a poor widow who contributes to the temple treasury. Many scribes were model lawyers who interpreted the scriptures honestly and faithfully, and they were dedicated in helping to be faithful stewards. But there were some corrupt scribes who represent everything that an authentic scribe should not be. And Jesus points to a poor widow in this week's gospel who offers a few cents and makes the observation that her contribution is actually worth more than what the rich people offer. So little things add up to mean a lot is what Jesus is focusing. So let us appreciate the things in our lives, be generous to those around us, and look at God's bountiful blessings. Thank you for listening to Catholic Education Plus. We'll be back in a few weeks. God bless you.